Columbus was named America's Smart City in 2016. That title came when we won a nationwide challenge and received $40 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation and another $10 million in private capital to develop and hone modes of transportation beyond just gas-fueled cars. With that grant now three-quarters of the way over, WOSU's Adora Numbi-Gaday tells us what we've gotten from Smart Columbus so far and what can happen once that federal grant money runs out.
I'm at an electric vehicle charging station at the kitty corner of City Hall and Levesque Tower Garage in downtown Columbus. Downtown Columbus is where most electric vehicle charging stations are in the seven-county area that Smart Columbus is serving, and they have a goal of installing 1,000 by the time the grant runs out.
Smart Columbus looks to build a future that isn't here yet by developing technologies that only a small portion of people use now. Here's Vice President Mark Patton discussing the percentage of people who switched to electric vehicles last quarter.
We were trying to get to 1.8 by the end of really essentially next year. And for the fourth quarter of this year, we exceeded 2%. We actually hit 2.4.
That might seem small, but the percentage of drivers going electric is up significantly from less than 0.5% adoption rate in 2016. Even just 3 years ago, it was a lot harder to drive an electric car in Columbus.
Lots of barriers. So we really didn't have a lot of charging infrastructure in place. So, you know, who's going to buy an electric vehicle if they don't think they can get it charged?
To help introduce people to electric cars, Smart Columbus built what it calls an experience center along the Scioto River. It lets people check out electric vehicles and learn how transit would change if driverless cars became more popular.
94% of all roadway fatalities are the result of human error. But self-driving technology presents an opportunity to dramatically improve safety on our roadways.
They've asked partnering companies to educate employees on electric vehicles. 7,500 people have also test-driven cars in the seven counties targeted by the grant. Patton is looking to business leaders to lead the transition to electric vehicles.
We asked their CEOs or senior executives to buy just to sort of lead the way. We set a goal of getting 50, sort of C-suite people driving electric. I think we're at 46. Got a year to go. I'll crush that goal.
It's not all about electric cars, though. Smart Columbus launched a driverless shuttle that runs along a three-mile route near the Scioto Mile. As of April 4th, more than 5,500 people had ridden the shuttle. City Chief Innovation Officer Michael Stevens says Smart Columbus explores all transportation options.
And this is really focused on what are we doing to help solve first mile, last mile, and other micro transit efforts.
He calls 2019 a year of implementation. This year, Smart Columbus will release a multimodal trip planning app, a prenatal assistance app, and develop a common payment system for riders using multiple modes of transit. Josh Lapp chairs Transit Columbus. The organization advocates for affordable multimodal transportation for everyone in the city. He appreciates Smart Columbus's goals, but he says,
I think we've yet to see the full fruition of what was proposed at the beginning.
He hopes the focus on electronic vehicles does not leave behind people who can't afford them.
But I want to see how those projects can support the transit system, not how those projects can replace the transit system.
Smart Columbus plans to focus on private partnerships to continue its work post-grant. AEP is the largest private donor. The company's Smart Columbus liaison, Sherry Hubbard, says it's contributed $185 million for projects to improve the electric grid and cut carbon.
Another area is electrification. That's another very large piece. So one of Smart Columbus' objectives is to increase the electric vehicles, I think, by fivefold by the time the project is ended. And one of the obstacles to that is people believing that they be able to get from one charging station to the next charging station.
Other partners have committed money to the project, totaling to more than $500 million. Ohio State committed $15 million. Columbus's Chief Innovation Officer, Michael Stevens, says there isn't an official plan of action yet for when the grant ends in 2020, but work will continue. And he says maintaining the brand Smart Columbus has built is key. Adora Numbi-Gaday, WOSU News.